Should we eat less rice? Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. While Consumer Reports recommends reducing rice consumption because of arsenic levels, the Food and Drug Administration says that current science does not support that. The Consumer Research Group tested samples of rice that turned up what it says are high levels of inorganic arsenic. Arsenic is both naturally occurring in the soil, and the inorganic kind was long ago used in pesticides and fertilizers and may remain in the soil. The Food and Drug Administration's Michael Taylor says while the FDA tested the same rice that Consumer Reports did with similar results, it does not call for the avoidance of rice foods. He says they appreciate the work of Consumer Reports, but there is more study to be done.
In our role here at FDA, we have to then take a very careful approach to being sure that, you know, looking at a really important nutritious staple of the diet, you know, rice, how do we be sure we really understand the dimensions of an issue like this and figure out what the right appropriate steps are to address what is a potential long-term concern.
Taylor says FDA has been studying arsenic in rice and other foods and drinks since the early 90s, and that work continues. There are no FDA-established maximum levels yet for arsenic in food, although they exist for drinking water. Rice contains essential vitamins and minerals, helpful antioxidants, complex carbohydrates, and fiber. It's considered an energy supplier and virtually a no-fat food, which can help reduce the risk of certain diseases, including cancer. I'm Julie Harker.